speak to us through them, I ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated. I recently was scrolling through the channel guide on TV and came across a movie that I had seen a number of years ago. This movie has really no redeeming social value at all, but it was called Poltergeist. And it's a story, if you're familiar with it, of a family who lived in a house that was built over an ancient burial ground. And I guess the poltergeist, so the ghosts, were not too happy about that. And so the family spent the rest of the movie trying to survive these ghosts, these poltergeists, and to try to get rid of them. And so as we think about that film, it really kind of it tends to create fear in people, I think, because it creates our worst fears about demons and ghosts and things like that. And it reflects an image that many people have about the supernatural, about the spiritual realm. Unfortunately, this image is kind of carried over into the church, where people kind of view the Holy Spirit in kind of a scary sort of way, or the Holy Ghost, as he's sometimes called. And certainly, we often think of people that claim to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and they're frothing at the mouth, or jumping up and down, or speaking in tongues uncontrollably. And so people have an image of the Holy Spirit that can be rather frightening sometimes. To many people, the Holy Spirit is kind of scary, kind of like a poltergeist. But is that really the true image of the Holy Spirit? I'd like us to look at the baptism of Jesus again, if you wouldn't mind turning in the pew Bibles to Luke chapter 3, starting verse 21, and that again is on page 1569 in the pew Bibles. And I'd like us to look at the baptism of Jesus, because there we get an image of the Holy Spirit that may be different from what you have in mind. In Luke chapter 3, starting at verse 21, it says, "When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove." Ooh, scary dove coming down on Jesus. You can almost get an image of this 6-foot wingspan, 300-pound dove coming down on Jesus. That's not the image at all. The Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus in a gentle form of a peaceful dove. And certainly as we look at that, it's not indicating that the Holy Spirit is a dove. That's an anthropomorphism, which really attempts to give us an image of the Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus. And so when the Holy Spirit comes upon Jesus, it really gives us the image that the Holy Spirit is not to be feared, but rather the Holy Spirit is something that is a good that is given to God's people. So why was Jesus baptized to start out with? Well, first of all, we have to realize that everything Jesus did, he did for a reason. He did, first of all, most things for us to imitate, for us to do as well. So as he was baptized, we were to be baptized, for example. Jesus said at one point, "The works I do, you will do as well." And so he calls us to be baptized, and not only are we to be baptized, but we're also to bring others to be baptized. He said before he left this earth, "Go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." So Jesus was not baptized because he needed to be baptized. He didn't have any sin in his life. He wasn't trying to be saved. He was the Savior that had come into the world. He already had the Holy Spirit, but he was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. So he had the Holy Spirit within him from the time of his conception. So what was Jesus doing getting baptized? As I alluded to earlier, Jesus did many things in order for us to follow his example, and baptism is one of those things. The person being baptized is identifying with Christ in his death by going under the waters of baptism and dying to our old life, to our old self, and being buried under the water of baptism, just as Jesus was buried in the tomb. And then when we come up out of the water of baptism, it's a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and a symbol of our new life. that we are being raised to as we come out of the waters of baptism. And so just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so we are raised to new life with the hope of eternal life and the hope of a new physical body in which we will live throughout all eternity. And so as Jesus was baptized, we are to be baptized as well. When a baby or a young child is baptized, they are in a sense baptized with that identification being transferred to the time in which they will be able to make their own decision at confirmation, when they accept Christ for themselves, or when they affirm their faith in Jesus Christ at their confirmation. And certainly when people are confirmed, they really are making a new commitment to Christ, but also reaffirming their baptismal vows that were either made for them or that they made at their own baptism. The second reason Jesus was baptized was to show the need every Christian had to be anointed with the Holy Spirit. So if Jesus already had the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he was being anointed for something. We see that the ministry of Jesus did not actually start until after this baptism experience, until after the Holy Spirit anointed him at his baptism. We see also that the apostles did the same thing. The apostles were no doubt baptized before that, their experience in the upper room with the Holy Spirit. And when they were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, it said the Holy Spirit came upon them just as he had come upon Jesus at his baptism. And so they came. The Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and disciples, and they did not begin their ministry until that happened in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. And so as the apostles and disciples were anointed by the Holy Spirit, they had the power then to go out and do the ministry to which God had called them. There was a pastor who was walking down the street one day, and he saw a little boy across the street on a porch. And the little boy was trying to reach up and ring the doorbell of the house in which he was standing, but he couldn't quite reach it. So the pastor decided he would go across the street, and he put his arm on the little boy, and he reached up and he pressed the doorbell. And then he squatted down to the height of the little boy, and he said, "Now what, young man?" And the little boy said, "Now we run." Well, we all need the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to reach up and to accomplish the ministry that we need to accomplish, that we need to do, to be able to have the power to live the Christian life. And so quite often we try to live the Christian life in our own strength and our own power, and we neglect the power that God has made available to us through the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus said that this about the twofold work of the Holy Spirit. He said, first speaking about natural birth and about baptism, he said in John chapter 3, you don't need to turn there, but he said in John chapter 3, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. Just as we are born out of the water of the womb and born out of the water of baptism, so also we are born again by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, and we become a new creation in Christ." In reference to his followers later being baptized with the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus says this in Luke chapter 11. "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And so when we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us through baptism and through being born again by the Spirit through faith, we need something else, is what Jesus is telling us through his baptism, what we read throughout the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit is God's good gift to all who want to receive him. He wants to anoint you to live a more effective Christian life and to fulfill the ministry to which he's called you, and maybe even to lead you into the ministry that you've yet to discover in your life. If you're here and you've never been baptized, then that would be the first step, to be baptized in water, to follow the example of Jesus Christ. If you were baptized as an infant or baptized as a young child, maybe you might want to consider being confirmed in your faith. And you can do that by attending my Catch the Vision class and my orientation class. I have an orientation class, as a matter of fact, this afternoon at noon. If you've already confirmed your faith, if you've already been confirmed and you've confirmed your faith in Christ, maybe you might want to reaffirm that faith at some point in your life, maybe by attending my classes, as I just mentioned. But certainly, we can always ask Jesus Christ to fill us with His Holy Spirit. And if you want to be closer to Christ, if you want to have more power in the Christian life, the missing ingredient is often this infilling, this baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so as we ask the Lord to fill us with the Holy Spirit, He promises to do so. But sometimes we're not ready to receive it. Sometimes we need to continue to ask until He fills us with His Holy Spirit. So ask the Lord and ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not like a poltergeist. The Holy Spirit is described in many ways like a gentleman would be described in Scripture. He doesn't force His way into anyone's life. Instead, He wants to be invited to come and to fill us in our lives. You might say, well, I've kind of heard all that before, and really nothing's ever happened to me. But what Jesus said one time, He said, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Perhaps you might find another Christian to pray with you, maybe a member of our prayer team or something like that. They'll be glad to pray for you to receive more power in your life. John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but He, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that You have given us the example of what we are to do in our lives through Your Son, Jesus Christ. How He was baptized in a way that He didn't need to be baptized, but He wanted to show us what we are to do. How He was anointed with Your Holy Spirit in a way that we need to be anointed with Your Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord, now that You would fill us to overflowing with Your Holy Spirit, so that we might not only be able to live a more effective Christian life, but so that we might also be able to fulfill the ministries and the callings to which You call us as Christians. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.